So have a sit first.
Yeah, where are we? Good boy, come. That's it. I can't believe we only just got it. Right.
I want to face this way so I can keep it on the bag.
That's okay. That's fine. I'm just going to take his harness off so he can lay down.
I'm going to lift my iPad at home.
Seriously?
Oh, no, it's here.
Oh, I bet you were really...
I'm just going to return right now and go back.
Oh, you couldn't,
darling. I was going to come back just now.
Well, you can't, can you? Niall, come. I would have said it. We didn't have time, but...
If I stopped to say hello, do you know what I'd miss the train?
Yeah, I know. Just as good well as I said, really said no, isn't it? The train to Hastings. Where's my drink of water? Oh. It's quite warm on here. We actually wouldn't have missed it because it was early. Wasn't
it? By the time when I sat on top of it over there, I spent maybe like 5-10 minutes there. By the time I started moving.
Well, we wouldn't have spent 5 or 10 minutes because. We would have heard the train coming, wouldn't we? We would have heard the announcement. The announcement.
Maybe I would have missed it.
I wouldn't have let you miss it. I can't believe how. Mind you, it's not gone yet. So.
What?
We just made it. Good boy, Niall. You've done well this morning. Sit. Good boy. Lay down now. You can have a nice long sleep. Maybe so can I. It's good that we've got a table. Sometimes I put my head down on the table. Off we go. You don't mind going backwards?
I love to freeze this way, but the bag's over there. See what I mean?
Yeah.
You say it was 5.70, that's what I said, right?
Yeah.
So you got...
£4, but you might have got a parking ticket.
No, you won't get a parking ticket then.
Yeah. He was quite nice though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he thought we were taking the piss a bit.
Why? How?
Because he said, couldn't you have managed these 2 bags on your own? Was he being sarcastic or did he mean it?
No, I think he meant it actually.
I think he did. He probably could have done, but why do that if you can hit it?
He got money for it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got like double, almost double the money.
Exactly, so. It was easier going in the lift. It wasn't a very long walk.
Yeah, well, it's a lot easier. See what I mean? If I'd gone down that step and all that.
That would have taken a lot longer. We probably would have missed it then. It's quite a lovely sunny day, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you like it there?
Yeah, I do. But can we open the windows on it or not?
No, you can't. You too hot?
No, I'm alright. It is a bit hot though, but I'm fine.
You're hot. You can lift the sun if you want.
Huh?
I can lift the sun, go upset the shit if you want.
No, if I get too hot, I will, but I'm alright at the moment. Oh, it's just nice to sit down and relax. We've got an hour and, how was it, an hour and 5 minutes? So, who was it? That we were going to talk to Peter.
Yeah, Peter and Fernando.
Or maybe we'll see someone and the baby on the way back. It's a shame they couldn't have come to blooming help, wouldn't it? Still, we managed all right.
What, we didn't look like we needed help. The taxi driver was helping. When I went there, looked
no,
around.
I know. I mean, it's a shame they weren't like in the at the
outside,
gates.
Yeah.
Was there no one on the gate?
No, it was open. We just walked through.
Yeah. Tells us what stations we're going through, but it hasn't said that yet.
The next station is 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it said that, but it, usually it said, maybe it said it before we got on, you know, usually when it stops it says that. Do you think there would be toilets on this train? It's quite a modern one, isn't it? Well, there might be in another carriage, mightn't they?
Oh, If there was, there'll be pointers where it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not well.
I'm looking for the pointers, I can't find anyone. Probably I'm going to walk around and look for it.
No. If someone comes through, you know, like the ticket person, you can ask. They probably won't even know. You'd think a long distance train like this would have toilets on. I know some of the suburban ones don't, but they're only a half an hour journey. My ears have gone funny of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. If you were going to Inverness, we'd be on the flight now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a long tunnel. I felt fine walking around with him today. Service in here.
Yeah, no service in here. My iPod is dead.
Oh, it's getting even worse.
Yeah. I think I would have gone sit over there. I really don't like going backwards.
You just have to keep looking around. I'll put that over there as well. But you can put it on the table. What is it about going backwards you don't like? The scenery going the wrong way?
Yours doesn't feel right.
See, it doesn't bother me, but I don't know whether that's because I can't see. You know what I mean? Is it because when you're looking out the window, it's weird?
No, it's not the scenery. It just doesn't feel right for me. I feel like you're delving into the unknown. You don't see what's coming.
See what I mean? That every time. I know what you mean. Oh, your ear's still blocked.
No, it's all right,
though. Mine are. I've probably got water in the shower. That doesn't help.
Service now.
You got service?
I'm just gonna check. Yeah, I think I got service. I got two bars.
It sounds like that noise.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm going to tell you what it sounds like now?
Tell me.
Chinky.
Oh.
It's like a purring. It's going. Listen. It goes up and down like Chinky's purring.
Yeah.
We're on board the Chinky Express. I didn't even say goodbye to the dean because I didn't know where she was.
Belongings with you when leaving the train, and keep them with you at all times whilst on the station.
I would actually like to know
where
it's reported. Is there a board up saying where it stops? Well, you know, like the overhead, you know, like the things that you have on trains that tell you what station. That on some trains you have a thing.
Oh, I saw you. Yeah,
Swanley, did it say?
I think that's on the other side.
Oh, was going to say. No, I don't mean at the station. I mean on the actual train.
Is that his train now?
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Oh, yeah, it's going to tell us now, I think.
Calling at Tunbridge, Highbrooms, Tunbridge Wells, Wardhurst, Battle, St. Leonard's Warrior Square.
Oh, it's not that many stops. Is it? Oh, that's all right. Okay, I'm going to pause this now. We are just coming up to Battle. And then we're the next stop. We've had a very pleasant journey so far. Both of us listening to music and going through loads of tunnels. Really long ones. Darling? Now listen. That's that one you said on the taxis reminds you of a Christmas song.
Me yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't even know the song.
It's Simon and Garfunkel. Strawberry Fair. Scarborough Fair. Strawberry Fair. It's another song completely. Scarborough Fair. It's a folk song.
Huh?
It's a folk song.
When you say folk song, you mean country song?
No, that's different.
I
don't know how to describe it really. A lot of guitar music, and it's much more mellow than country music.
Mellow.
And I don't know, it's just different. It's more traditional, sort of traditional music, like English sort of music, you know. I'm not that keen on country music.
How long is this journey again?
I think it's an hour and 5 minutes. What's the time now? But we seem
14,
to we seem to stop at a lot. What time is it? 14 what?
14:01.
Well, we should get there. We're meant to get there at 14:14. I think, but it's because it stops quite a long time at each station. That adds to it.
Now I think the reason why I think he's stopping along a lot like that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's because if you look at our departure from Uppington,
yeah,
he was a bit early to depart.
Yeah.
So him stopping and wasting a bit of time, trying to catch up on time, I think he's a bit ahead of schedule. Why he's trying to catch up.
Or maybe they schedule to stop, you know. Maybe it's one of those trains where they just... Let's see how long we wait here.
Sorry.
What?
I hit the steel real hard.
You what?
I hit the steel real hard.
Oh.
Hastings, calling at St. Leonard's Warrior Square and Hastings.
sure Niall's going to be really excited when we get there. Because it's in the middle of the country. And he's going to smell all the smells, you know. It's 14 years since I've been to battle. I didn't come on the train either.
We
were actually staying in the caravan park at St Leonard's, funnily enough. We came there for the day out. The kids showed us up something rotten. Can you imagine? Ronan was 4. You can imagine what a scene that was. Amelia was 5, Joseph was 6, Connor would have been 9. Or they were all coming up for that. Ronan was still 3, but he was... No, he wasn't. He was actually 4. Joseph Louis was 2001, he was coming up for 12. They showed us up something rotten. They were just so British. We had a meal at lunch outside this. It was a really nice sunny day, and we had a meal outside this cafe. And it's a very old place, and it's got very narrow pavements. We were like right on the bend on this busy road. One of them got.
Sorry, I fell asleep.
One of them. Thanks, that's one of my stories, is so boring.
No, I think I fell asleep before I talking actually.
And we were sitting outside this cafe, and there was just me, Lucy.
We're in battle.
Yeah, me, Lucy, and the kids, and a wasp came over, and it was going all around the kids, and they were all screaming, and Joseph knocked over someone's drink. I can't remember who it was, and Louis slapped him or shouted at him, and he ran off. Caused a right scene. Then we went in this place where it was like a gift shop, and you know, like that. And I think it was like a little museum sort of place as well. It had a shop, and then we went outside, and there was all these children's activity things that they could play on. And there were these older kids, they were teenagers, and they were like playing on it. And some bloke had, this couple had a go at us about the kids because they were messing about on the baby's toys, which is what they were. They were only babies then. They were like 4 and 5. And these older kids, and they were saying, oh, you're disrupting our children's game. They were about 14. They shouldn't have even been on it. Do you know what I mean? So Lucy ended up having a row with them. And she dragged me and stormed out. Oh, God. Turn this MP3 player off now, because once the battery's gone up, because you have to charge it on a computer, I haven't got one with me, so save it. Has it gone off? Has that gone off?
What?
This.
There was another light there before.
Wasn't there?
No.
Oh, it should have been. Or maybe that's only when it's charging. You should be able to read the screen. Maybe that's broken now. Look, it's got a little screen, see? The one I had before didn't have a screen, but this one does.
You're just falling asleep.
Wakey-wakey.
I think it's because, this morning...
We were rushing around like lunatics.
No, waking up in the morning, I didn't want to get up.
Well, neither did I.
Yeah, you didn't want to get up as well. I didn't sleep late to start with.
We did, and then on the radio came, I don't feel like... how does it go?
I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, that came on the radio, and I thought, yeah. Exactly what I do.
I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up the phone, so leave a message at the tone. Today I just don't feel like anything. Nothing at all.
I think we're there now. We're getting there, I think.
Yeah, it must be.
Phew, I'm hot now. Whew. Glad I didn't put my coat on. How are you not roasting in that coat? I don't know.
Can't you see?
I don't feel like doing anything. I just want...
Except one thing.
What? Or drinking alcohol. Yeah, that's an audio boom.
When did you start it?
Just a few minutes ago.
Well, I was asleep.
Yeah, I think you were. Just before it said... Just before we got to battle, I think it was. They're both sitting there like a couple of simpletons going. I hope they wait a long time here so we can get off. Without, are we going back that way? Oh, we've got to go back that way to get the cases.
Yeah, I think
we're
just getting ready, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What? Where's my bag?
No, not there yet, but...
Well, we are, I think.
We're getting close.
We are practically there, really.
No, the platform is on the side, darling.
What? Which side?
The platform is on the side.
Oh, OK. Sorry, I thought you said it's on. Don't forget my bag. Don't forget your glasses.
That's how you put pressure on yourself, darling. Chill.
Where's his lead? It's falling down. He's going to get tangled up.
You not got it?
Yeah, I have. It's just that he's... See, it gets caught. He's got caught around his foot. Come on, he knows. Let's just hope we don't haven't got to cross over a bridge or something.
They won't believe, would they?
No, I very much doubt it.
This countryside, you don't have this, right?
No, I don't think they do. Although this isn't really the countryside. St. Leonard's is quite a big... It's not a big town, but...
It's passing the football field over there.
Sight of the platform yet?
I can't see the sight. Yeah.
Right, can you pass me my bag, please, darling? Which side is it? I'm getting up. I can't get up any quicker than I am. I've got dogs and things to sort out. Sorry, everyone, if you're going.
All right.
We haven't stopped yet. I'm not going to wait till it stops. Shut up. But the thing is, he has been trained.
And you've been trained by
well,
you?
Not really. He's been trained by me and I haven't made a very good job of it, to be fair. But it didn't really matter.
Good afternoon, General. You're arriving at St. Leonard's Warrior Square. Change here at St. Leonard's Warrior Square. Cross Lollifer Bridge to platform number one for the southern services through to Bexhill, Eastbourne, Lewis, Brighton and London, Victoria.
Oh my god, I think we've got to cross over.
Yeah.
But we better check anyway. Oh. I don't know what, I think that must be the Bexhill. I think we must be on the Bexhill line or something. Which side is it?
Huh?
Which side?
What side?
Right hand. Oh! And he fell over there.
You'll follow me, right?
Yeah, I'll have to.
Next time, we should take a flight.
Flight to Brighton. Well, I don't run over my foot. Are you off?
Hold on, let me go off this.
Let me know when you're off.
One second. I'm off.
Which way? We better check first. Wait. Steady, Niles. You can't overtake. Good boy. All right. I can't actually hear you, but you can still talk to me anyway. In case I follow the wrong suitcase.
Right, it's platform Ashford International, so... 14:31 on this platform.
So, shouldn't cross it until I just get here.
Oh, thank God for that.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. Is it odd, Bruno?
Ashford International.
Thank you.
Right, so we just go back up here?
Yes.
Good boy. That's our train leaving. Now, forward. Darling?
Huh?
Are we staying here?
Yeah, I want to just put the bag against the wall. Just stay where you are.
Okay. At least we didn't have to cross over.
Yeah, you can see over.
Oh, sorry. I think I just heard a seagull. A funny sounding one, but. Right, we are at... Turn around, Niall. Good boy. Whoops, got on the table.
A lot of people on the other side,
okay? Mm-hmm.
A lot of people here. I thought it would be the first stage.
Right, I'm